Hello, ladies and gentlemen. Thank you for tuning in to Faith Effects. I know I say that every time we do a Faith Effects, but I'm glad that you tune in and you like this little 5-minute segment. It's a nugget of truth. Don't you like chicken nuggets? Yeah, kind of get a little nugget or something like that. Even kids love chicken nuggets. I want to talk about something that a lot of people don't realize. God doesn't deal with possibilities. That's not his job. That's your job. He deals with impossibilities because you can't do impossible things, but he can through you. Because the Bible said you can do all things through Christ who strengtheneth you. So you need the strength of God to do what you do. Now you do the possible. He does the impossible. Here's a wonderful scripture, Matthew chapter 19, verse 26. But Jesus beheld them and said unto them, with men, this is impossible. But with God, all things are possible. Ladies and gentlemen, that's why I believe what I believe. I believe it with every fabric of my being. It takes millions a month to run this ministry. It does. I wish it was cheaper, but it's not. You know, television costs a lot of money. Lights, cameras, action, you know, whatever they say. There's no such thing as a cheap movie. They might make it. They say, we need to spend as much money on those big epics, but they're still very, very expensive. And, you know, that's okay. Because, see, God says, you know what? I'll supply all. Not some. Not a little bit. All. Now, you see, that's an impossibility. That's why he supplies all. So you do the possible by believing that impossible things will happen. All you got to do is believe that God is going to do his job and you do yours. Here's another scripture, Ephesians 3:20. Now unto him who's able to do exceedingly abundantly, watch this, above all we can possibly ask, watch this, or think. Wow, now that's big. That's impossible. But how's it done? According to the power that worketh in us. So there's the possible part for us and the impossible part for God in every which way, shape, or form. And I mean that sincerely. You know, we ask people to sow seed and to give to this ministry. Now, I'm gonna shock you when I'm gonna say that. I don't need your money. I'm already taken care of. But I'll take $1 billion for the kingdom of God so other people can get born again and saved. In fact, I just feel led of the Lord to receive an offering on this. I've never done it before on Faith to Facts. I don't think I've ever done that. If I got behind the camera, I don't think I've ever done that. Holy Ghost just quickened me. Why? He's in a blessing mood. He just wants to bless you. The Bible said in Isaiah, I believe it's 65:24, before you ask, I will answer. And while you're yet speaking, I'm hearing. My God, I mean, it just is powerful. I want you to sow a seed today. Because what comes from a seed? A harvest. But just, I don't have much. It don't take much. Ah, that's doing the possible. And watch God do the impossible. Some 30, some 60, some 104. You notice he didn't say 30, 60, and 90. Why didn't he say 90? Because that's mathematics. He's not dealing with mathematics. He's dealing with the faith of God. He said, I'll give you beyond what you can possibly ask or think. So I want you to do something today because God is in a blessing mood. 100% of it goes in the world evangelism. I don't touch that. In all my years of evangelism, we've had the IRS here. They say, you run a very tight ship. Well, it's not my ship. It belongs to God. When the finances you send in today, that doesn't belong to me. I don't touch that. It goes to God's work. And then God begins to bring what I call it the tsunami of blessing. My new book, Overwhelmed. When people go, oh, most people think of overwhelmed. Oh, God, I just can't do it. I was overwhelmed. No, no. See, you're looking at the bad side. Flip the coin and get to the good side where overwhelmed. Whoo, am I blessed? Oh, God, look at what you're doing. That's what I'm talking about. God doesn't deal with possibilities. That's our job. He deals with impossibilities. Do something today. Oh, and watch God do a miracle. Now, I've asked the Lord for every dollar given to my ministry to give me a soul into the kingdom. I am surprised I'm saying this on this Faith Effects because I've never done it before. And I've been doing Faith Effects a long time. This is a special thing right now. I just believe God wants to bless you. And you know what? You deserve to get blessed. You really do. God loves you, and so do I. Jesse Duplantis from New Orleans, Louisiana, saying, I love you. I really do. Faith that fact, sow a seed, and believe for a harvest. See ya.